Mary Jo, Circle K.
Hi, this is Michael from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just calling you to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there we could do a quick survey with?
Yeah, hold on one sec. Let me
okay.
Ask.
Hey, you can let them know they get a free...
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the clerk. I'm his roommate.
Uh-huh.
And he has a crush on you. And do you think you might be interested in going out on a date with him?
What is this?
I'm Roy, his roommate.
Well, what are you talking about? What? Is this a joke?
No,
do I know
sir.
You?
No, see, this is what he was afraid of. He's afraid you would laugh at him if he tried to ask you out. And now you're laughing at me. You're probably hurting his feelings. Like, if you don't want to go out with him, you should let him down easy. You know, just say, sorry, man, I'm not interested. I'm just kind of helping him get over his shyness.
I'm kind of on the spot right now. I have no idea what to say right now.
Yeah, well, you and him just need to go talk it out. You just need to go talk it out with him.
Okay.
Let him down easy.
Okay.
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 Good luck, you guys. I wish you the best.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Are listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 456. This one is sponsored by Jennifer 8 Cacti. Wow, that's weird. I had the robot button pressed on my Roland VT3, and it forces you to be monotone, or more monotone than I usually am. That was weird. I'm creeped out now. Anyway, today is April 11th, 2018. Thank God I noticed that before I recorded the entire intro. If I hadn't had my headphones turned up loud enough, I just wouldn't have noticed. I'd go to edit it all later. And it'd be monotone. That would have pissed me off. Today, I don't have any announcements. I don't have any news stories. Nobody sent me anything. Or people may have sent me things. I'm getting behind on my emails again. I know people have sent me a couple of songs that I haven't gotten around to putting in my show notes yet. If you've done that, I'm sorry. Be patient. They'll be in there eventually. Getting behind on emails again. Maybe I'll work on those tonight. I've been busy with Kickstarter stuff. I've been addressing envelopes. I've been ordering things. I ordered the lapel pins. I'm waiting to get paid by Kickstarter so I can send the money in for the PLA coins, and I still haven't placed an order for the Snowplow Show coins. I'm not sure which design we're going to use, but if you want to help us decide on that, there is a post in the PLA group on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA. I should put a link to that in the show notes. But Don Fickles from ClownSec put up several designs for a Snowplow Show coin. They all look pretty awesome. I'm going to be happy with pretty much any of them. I need to decide on that in the next day or two so I can have that all ready to go by the time they approve the artwork and tell me how much I have to pay them, because I guess I'm going to get the Kickstarter money in about 4 days. And I just realized today I'm going to have to pay like $1,000 in postage at least, because I've got at least 300 things to send out between Patreon and Kickstarter. And since the thickness of the envelopes, it's more than just a coin. You know, I've got buttons in there. I've got the lapel pins. I had to buy padded envelopes. And the price to mail those has gone up recently. It's now $3.50 to mail them anywhere in the United States. But $3.50 times 300 is what, 900 something? And that doesn't count for overseas envelopes. I'm not trying to complain. You know, I might have to put a little bit of extra money into that, but I'll make it all back eventually from selling coins for the rest of the year. But man, I think I need to probably set up a page as soon as possible for people to start buying coins, so I have a little bit of extra money for postage when I finally get everything and I'm ready to send them out. I still have the page from last year, but someone told me it's broken. It's phonelosers.com/coins. If you go there, there's a PayPal link, but maybe I shouldn't tell you guys about that because I need to update it with this year's coins. and I guess add shipping prices on there, since shipping is quite a bit more this year than it was last year. If I mail just coins, it's just a dollar or two. Like, I think it was 91 cents last year. They raised the price this year, it's like $1.07. But with the lapel pins in there and buttons and stuff like that, it raises the price to $3.50. Damn that post office. I can't wait until Zazzle starts selling custom coins. That's going to be awesome someday, if that ever happens. I can just set up a store with 20 different types of PLA coins, and that way they won't be as special as they are right now. If all goes well, though, I should have all of the stuff, all of the coins and stickers and everything that I need to send everything out. I should have it all by May 15th. It shouldn't take them more than a month to get all this stuff to me. So I will hopefully be sending things out between May 15th and June 1st, if I don't run out of shipping money, that is. So I guess we should get started with the show. I did a live show last night, and that's what you're going to hear today. This is a live show of me calling up Wawa. Wawa is a convenience store over on the eastern side of the United States. And a guy named Dodo sent me a list of Wawa stores after I did all those Sheetz stores. Because lately, the theme is convenience stores with weird names. Wawa, Sheetz, Lil Cricket.
Lil Cricket.
Ooh, when I get so hungry.
Lil Cricket.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Lil Cricket.
I really
King
got the munchies.
Lil Cricket.
All right, that's enough of that. Anyway, today I'm calling up Wawa's, and I'm doing the same prank over and over and over. I'm just telling them that I left something behind in their coolers, in their big walk-in coolers. And I did the exact same thing on yesterday's Hobosode, except it wasn't live. I just did them on my own. So if you listen to yesterday's Hobosode, then basically you're going to hear the exact same show again, except this time it's going to have ideas from the chat room instead of my own dumb ideas. So here it is. Here is last night's live show.
Ugh, I'm so bored. There's nothing to do. Tell me about it.
Hey, I know. Let's crank call people in the past.
Huh?
I just got the Crank Prank Time Phone.
Crank Prank, Crank Prank Time Phone.
New from Zazzbro, it's Crank Prank Time Phone.
I just dial a random number on the keypad, enter a date and year on the Devilibrator, and...
Wow! Someone from the past is on the line! Hello? Is your refrigerator running? Well, then you better go catch it!
Crank Prank, Crank Prank Time Phone.
What?
Hi, it's the year 1973, right? Could I speak with Alcoholic, please?
Crank Prank Time Phone comes with Devilibrator, Antimatter Fusion Cone, and 30 Blaine HF Watt triggers. Warning, Crank Prank Time Phone is for entertainment purposes only. Making anything other than crank calls to the past could affect the present and end your existence. Crank Prank Time Phone is not intended for use by autos.
It's live show time again. Haven't done enough live shows this week yet. Hey, everyone. So, earlier today, I was calling up Wawa's. Wawa is a convenience store over on, like over in Jersey and Pennsylvania, places like that. And I've done them before. I think I was calling Wawa's when I was pretending to be Powder. They're the ones who I was telling to shut off all the power and stuff, so I didn't explode the store. But yeah, I've tried to do them a few times. The other day when I was hanging out with Olga and King Richard, we tried to call Wawa's. And we got through to them, but they just wouldn't fall for anything. Like, they will not put customers on the phone. I tried that over and over. I probably called, I don't know, 5 or 6 of them, and they all refused to do that. It's like they're really well-trained about the whole, people pretending to be from the corporate office thing. So, in order to use up this list, which was sent to me by Dodo, and I've already done 30 minutes of these, and someone was talking in the chat room when I was still playing music about Wawa's amazing sandwiches. I have a clip here from earlier. Let's see if I can play this.
Okay, so I do not have your sandwich, sir.
That's a Wawa lady. I told her I left my sandwich behind inside their walk-in cooler. That's basically what I was doing for the entire time I was doing that earlier today. It was I was just telling Wawa stores that I left things in their walk-in cooler. And most of them are like, what? Why would a customer be in our walk-in cooler? That's weird. So I guess I'm just going to continue with that and just use up this list. And I was thinking the chat room could give me hilarious things to leave inside the cooler. So far, I've left my sandwich, my bologna sandwich, inside the cooler. I have left my lawnmower inside the cooler. I left my shoes in the cooler. I left my laptop, my cell phone. I said I was running utilities on my laptop because the hard drive crashed, and I thought the cooler would help it, help the hard drive recover, because that's what they say, throw your hard drive in the freezer. Hummingbirds. I said I left my hummingbirds in the cooler. That one was not very believable, I've noticed. I left my geocache in the cooler. Oh, Kenny Loggins CD, of course. Parkman. That's what I'm going to leave in the cooler, is my Kenny Loggins CD. I was in there with my...
Please hold while I try to connect you.
...portable boombox.
Wawa, Alyssa speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Alyssa. This is Roy. I'm a customer.
Yes, and, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good to hear. All right, that's done now. I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay.
And I left something in the cooler. You know, the big walk-in cooler?
Walk-in cooler. We have two, not the food service, right?
No. Well, yeah, the one that customers aren't really supposed to be in. I was in there. And I left something behind. Huh?
You were in our cooler? Was a manager aware of this?
No, it was busy, and I just kind of slipped in there for like 20 minutes.
I'm not really sure you're supposed to be in there.
I know. I'm not going to do it again, but I left something in there. Is there any way you could go in there and just check and see if it's in there?
What did you leave in there?
A CD, a Kenny Loggins CD. I had my disc man with me, and I had a bunch of discs in my inside coat pocket, and I was switching discs while I was in there, because I was in there for like 20 minutes, and I left my Kenny Loggins CD sitting in there.
And which cooler was it?
The one where you keep, you know how you serve food there?
Yeah.
The one where you keep all that stuff.
There was nobody in there. I've been back there the whole night.
Not the whole night, because this is like over an hour ago. This is earlier today.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
All right. It's just look for it. Oh. That's the first time I've gotten this hold music tonight. Usually they just set the phone down and start yelling. There's this guy. He says he was in our cooler. Nautical wants me to say I left the contents of my fridge because the power's out. I left my kid. I already did that. I said I left my 6-year-old named Justin in the cooler, and she seemed to take it seriously at first, but luckily I think she thought I was full of crap in the end.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry. What did you leave in there?
Kenny Loggins CD. His greatest hits.
Oh, really? It's a CD now, not a Walkman?
No, I had my Discman, not a Walkman, a Discman. I'm not a caveman, Discman. Okay? But yeah, it's my Kenny Loggins CD. I was switching CDs while I was in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, why don't you come back and come look?
Well, can you just see if it's in there? Because if it's been stolen by one of you guys already, I don't really want to bother coming back in.
Yeah, well, it's a big coal box. I mean, I don't know where you left it, so...
Well, just go in there and look. Look around.
I mean, it'll take me a while, so I mean, you can come back and look yourself.
I'll just hold. Put me on hold. Go check. Oh. Hurry up.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Hurry the fuck up. No, don't hang up. All right. Kenny Loggins CD didn't work out too well. And she accused me of having a Walkman instead of a Discman. What is this, the 80s? So they serve food there, and I didn't think of this before, but I said I was in the food cooler, but maybe that's one that they're in more often, so that maybe that's less believable. I don't know. It's probably a terrible idea. Dragonmere, or maybe somebody else, but Dragonmere is commenting that about leaving my clothing behind.
Wawa, this is Griffin. How can I help you?
Hey, Griffin. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there earlier.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just had a question for you. I was in there, and I was inside your cooler, in your big walk-in cooler.
Yeah.
And I left something behind. I was wondering if it's been turned in or if it's still in there or anything.
What was it?
My clothes.
Your clothes?
Yeah.
Wait. I don't think so.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I left them in a pile on the floor. Like just inside the walk-in cooler.
In the walk-in cooler?
Yeah. I was inside the walk-in cooler. I know I'm not supposed to be in there, but I had to go in there. I was hiding from someone.
I'm in here right now. I'm looking.
Look on the floor.
I don't see no clothes.
Your cordless phone's cutting out. It's like the cooler is like a Faraday cage.
What was that?
The cordless phone was cutting out a little bit while you're in there.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't see it in there or anything.
Not on the floor. Like, who would take my clothes? Why would anyone take my clothes?
I'm not sure, but I don't see them.
Is there any other employees there that could? Could you ask them?
Yeah.
Get away from the fans. They're generating a lot of electromagnetic energy. It's interfering with your connection.
Yeah. Did you find any clothes in the cooler earlier? Yeah, the only other person who's in the cooler didn't see anything. I could leave a note for my first shift people, see if anybody found it this morning or something.
Oh, could you? That'd be great. Yeah, it's just my shirt. Wait, what's he saying?
Hello?
Do you think a customer went in there and maybe, like, stole them?
I don't think so.
Why not? I mean, it's either a customer or an employee.
Was it a blue hoodie? Was it a blue hoodie?
Oh, no. It was my jeans, my shirt, and my underwear. And they were nice. You know, I got them at Ross.
Yeah, I didn't find anything of that nature in there.
It's like an aquamarine shirt.
Yeah.
I would have left it. They were on the floor next to... I had a milk that I opened up while I was in there, and I was drinking the milk. It was sitting right next to the milk.
What time was this, Bud?
Just maybe 90 minutes ago.
90 minutes ago?
Yep.
Okay, I can check again, but I'll leave a note.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Be right back.
Right. Okay. Come on, ride the train. Wee wee.
Yeah, I don't see him, boss. I'm sorry. I don't really know what to tell you.
Hey, I'm not your boss, chief. Yeah, could you leave a note though? Like just
I will do, bud.
Okay. I'm not your bud, pal. Can you mention that it's an aquamarine shirt?
Yes, I will.
$3 short.
$3
short. What? No, I'm sorry. I'll talk to my manager. I'll leave a note. All right. I got you, bud.
Okay. I ain't your bud. Cowboy.
Okay. All right. That's close. Can I get your name?
Sure, it's
phone number?
Roy.
Roy.
Yep, Zerbel.
Zerbel?
Yeah, common spelling.
Okay. Phone number?
610.
610.
Uh-huh, 420.
420.
6969. All right. I got this message that was on Mixler when I first logged in tonight. I mean, it was in the chat room. Where's my note page? Did I lose my note page? Oh, yeah, it's from Maddie Chio. He says, Brad, tomorrow night, you have to do a couple pranks where you gradually modify your voice over the duration of the call and continue, confuse the hell out of some recipients. You brought it up a couple weeks ago on the SBS, and it would be so funny if you did it. So, I don't know, maybe we'll try that some more. Hey, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Hey, you've been calling forever. You called earlier, and I picked up, and I let you hear the Phone Brothers show.
It was silence. It didn't go.
It what?
It was silence. I picked up, and I didn't hear the bottom recording, but it was silence.
Oh, that sucks. I was trying to play Phone Brothers for you. Oops.
I was listening to them on the computer.
Oh, okay. Well, that was pointless then.
Yeah.
So who's this?
This Wasted Memory.
Oh, hey, Wasted Memory.
What you doing?
Oh, you know, calling, trying to get my clothes back, my aquamarine polo shirt.
You want to call a bowling alley with me?
No, I'm only calling Wawa's.
I mean, like, oh, okay. I mean, I'd call it.
Why are we calling a bowling alley?
Because I work at one.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I'll put you on hold so I can dial it, and I'm going to conference
God.
The line.
Okay, fine.
Give me 1 second.
Derailing my show.
I do what I can.
Fucking Wasted Memory. This is bullshit. Why am I allowing this?
Okay.
What's happening? Are you talking?
Calling Winona Bull. You can be my son.
Okay.
Okay, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. Let's see if they answer. They might not answer, which would suck.
Bullshit.
You have reached Winona Bull. Winona Bull's hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
God damn it, fuck shit.
Well, I tried.
That's all right.
I called them before, and I, like, asked them about their
12-pound
balls,
to you.
And then they called me back.
Well, since you did that, I'm making you listen to me call a Wawa. Take that.
Wawa, 5, Sarah speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Sarah. This is Roy, and I'm a customer.
Hi.
And I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay.
And my son, he went into your walk-in cooler. And he's going to apologize. Go ahead, son. Apologize to her.
I'm sorry. I was hiding from my dad in your walk-in cooler, and I was trying to smoke my marijuana pipe, and I'm really sorry. I know I shouldn't have done that. I don't. I don't know.
I haven't heard her accept your apology yet.
I don't like her. I mean, she had, like, really big tits, and I couldn't handle it, and I had to go in the cooler and smoke.
Oh, so this is a prank? Is this what this is?
No, ma'am, this is my son. He's always like this. I'm so sorry.
All right, well,
Dad.
Do you accept the apology?
Yes, is there anything else I can do for you?
Did he tell you that he peed in the cooler?
All right, so...
Yeah, you're supposed to say about
obviously.
That.
You guys need to grow up.
It's,
okay.
It's real.
All right,
you ruined it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, bye, Wasted Memory.
Bye.
So this is going to take forever if I pick up phone calls all night. Try and call back later, you guys.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
There's like 3 people calling in right now.
Sit in. Wild 115.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay.
And I left something behind inside your walk-in cooler. I was inside the walk-in cooler. Is there any way you could go in there and just see if it's still in there?
You say you're a customer?
Yeah, I'm a customer, and I was inside your walk-in cooler in the back.
How did you get in the walk-in cooler?
It was just open a crack. I just walked in.
Yeah, it's locked. So
yeah, but
there's no way you would have.
No, it wasn't locked when I went in there. Are you in there right now?
Yeah.
How'd you get in?
Put the passcode.
Yeah, so somebody left it open a crack, so I didn't have to. I just walked in.
Okay. What you left on here?
A couple hummingbirds.
Oh, yeah, they're right here in the crate.
Are they dead?
No, they're alive.
Okay. I'm sorry I left all those open containers of sugary drinks in there.
All right.
I apologize. Do you accept my apology?
Yeah, sure.
All right, thanks.
Yep, no problem.
By the way, this is the corporate office, and that was just a test to see how you would react to that kind of a call.
All right.
And I also need to get the PIN code to the walk-in cooler. Hurry up and give that to me.
All right.
Right now. Ready, set, go.
7, 8, 9, 10.
7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, that's great. 4-digit code.
All right.
All right. Don't change that, okay? Over the next few days, don't change that.
All right.
All right. Have a nice day.
Yep, you too.
Thanks for being a part of the team.
All right.
All right, bye.
Hang
up the phone.
All right.
Hang it up.
All right.
Do it.
All right.
Okay, he wins. Whatever. Yeah, I did that just for you, Rev. I was doing hummingbirds earlier, but I saw you in the chat room, so, you know, have to do at least one hummingbird, even though it didn't work out. Rev's got a thing for hummingbirds, everyone, in case you didn't know that. All right, what did I leave in the cooler, everyone? Quick.
Bye-bye. How may I help you?
Hey, Assface. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay.
And I was inside your walk-in cooler, and I left something in there. Is there any way you could go and see if it's still in there?
You're a customer?
Yeah, and I was inside the cooler.
But because customers aren't really allowed inside of the cooler.
I know. I had to go in there. There was somebody came into the store that I know, and they're kind of after me right now, and I had to go in there and hide.
No, you're not. You shouldn't be allowed to walk in. Let me get my manager.
No, I won't do it again.
All right, let me just get my manager. Hold on.
All right. A bee's nest. Pet ferret. Big dump. Bag of fingernails. My Tinder date. My mama. My Snicker bar. My daughter's science project. My Beverly Hills Ninja DVD.
Hello.
Hello. This is Roy. I'm a customer.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Did she tell you the problem?
No.
Oh, okay. I was in there earlier today, and I left something inside your walk-in cooler.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you guys could go in there and check and see if it's still in there.
Okay, why? What was it?
Can you just check? I'm a little bit embarrassed to say.
Can you just say it? Because, like, I'm...
Okay, it was a jelly donut.
I don't know what we're talking about.
A jelly donut. It was most of a jelly donut. I only took, like, 2 bites out of it. 2 small bites.
Why is it in our cooler?
Because I was in the cooler. I was hiding. I was just in there for
I got time for this, buddy.
What? Please. All right, thanks, whoever said jelly donut. Nobody at Wawa believes anything. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try the customer survey thing. Just see what happens. I know it's not going to work. My tax returns.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Cisco Kid wants me to say I left my tax returns in there. Okay. My DVD of Chairman of the Board.
Wawa runs.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Wawa.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them.
Give me 1 second because I have a I'm on the phone behind the deli, so I can't give them this phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's the only one we have right now is in the deli.
Well, you can just hand it over. It's okay.
It's not going to reach because it's on the back wall, they're going to have to come in the deli.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Just have them come in the deli. Just quick survey and
they can come in the deli.
Yeah, but just for a customer survey, it's all right.
But I don't think so. I'm going to ask my manager. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay. I kind of think she would have done it if there wasn't an issue with the phone. Ban Corbin for suggesting the stupidest idea ever. Okay, let's find the stupidest idea ever. Where is it? I don't see it. You're going to make eviction notices and post them around your neighborhood and leave the voicemail number. Eviction April. Ah. Probably not a good idea.
Hi, this is Leanne. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Leanne. This is Kevin from the corporate office with Wawa. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
No. We're not allowed to do that over the phone.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're changing things up. I give you permission.
Since when?
Starting right now.
Starting right now?
Yep. So just...
Anything that changes, we get an email about it. I have not received any email about this.
I'm going to send it right after the survey. Just put a customer on and...
I can't do that for you.
I'll make it worth your while. I'll let you take some money out of the register.
Wow. You'll let me take some money out of the register?
Yep, $20. You want $20?
$20. And what kind of questions are you asking on the survey?
It's none of your business. It's for customers. It's not for employees.
None of my business? Okay, so that's how you talk to people... You know, that you work with, but...
Yeah,
okay.
Look,
okay.
I'm a corporate person, and I don't follow your dumb little rules there in the employee world.
He's a corporate person, and he doesn't follow our dumb little rules. Oh, this is funny. All right, I got
a corporate number next time.
Yeah, I got your number on call.
Hey, tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
He said shut up.
No, I said shut the fuck up.
Okay. Oh, that's so nice.
Yep. Anyway,
so you're really from corporate?
Yep. Wawa corporate office.
Okay. Well, that's not what we call a Wawa corporate office.
But we do here at the corporate office. It's not what you call it. We don't.
No. That's not what it's called. And then you don't curse people out on the phone.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what you're doing.
I also. I was getting ready to call her a fuckface. Adolf Nippler says that was a pterodactyl laugh. I'm not sure what that means, but I like it.
Wawa 3.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay.
And I left something behind in the walk-in cooler. Is there any way you could see if it's still...
I'm sorry. This is McLean?
Is it what?
What is this?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and I left something behind in the cooler. Is there any way you could go in the walk-in cooler and see if it's still in there?
Sure, give me a second.
Okay.
Naomi, can I see the walk-in cooler keys?
Don't you have the little pin code thing? You don't have, like, a keypad?
We don't have a keypad.
Oh, wow.
Who got the keys? Hold on 1 second, sir.
All right. Man, their cooler is locked down.
Sasha, you seen the walk-in keys? Okay, I'm inside the walk now.
Okay, it's a DVD set. Hello? Hello? Step out of the Faraday cage. Disconnected. Isn't it weird that they lock up their coolers like that? I've been in plenty of back rooms of convenience stores, even lately, and I never see coolers locked up. That one had a keypad on it. Holy shit. That one just had keys. Very low tech. Let's call her back.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Mama 3.
Oh, hey, we got disconnected when you went inside the cooler.
Yeah.
Did you see
it? Is it?
Oh, what I left behind? It's a DVD set. It's season 2 of Teletubbies.
Is it a DVD set?
Yeah, it's season 2 of Teletubbies.
Season 2 of the Teletubbies?
Yeah, Teletubbies. You know the TV show?
Yes. Hold on one second, sorry.
Okay, yeah. Season 2.
Where did you leave it at?
It's just like laying in there on top of something. I forget what. I was in there hiding.
What do you mean you was in here hiding?
Like another customer came in and he's after me and I had to just kind of slip in there and the door was open a crack. I just kind of jumped in real quick. Was that a hang up or was that another accidental disconnection? I don't know. I think I'm done with her. Well, I don't know. Let's call her right back. I think it may have been a disconnection.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Say I jimmied the lock. Okay.
Mama 3.
Hey.
Sir, can you please don't call the store again?
Well, did you find... Okay. I guess that was intentional.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Tara Michelle wants me to say, Jesus Christ, that's loud, that I was hiding from the cops.
Sorry, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay, hello, Roy.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good.
That's
how can I help you?
Good. Hey, so I was in there earlier, and I went inside your walk-in cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there for like 20 minutes, and I left something behind. Can you see if it's in there still?
What did you leave in? What did you leave in there?
My marijuana pipe.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel stupid.
All right, well, where would that be at?
I was in there for like 20 minutes, and, you know, I was in there pacing a lot.
You're a customer?
Yeah, I'm a customer. And
you were in our walk-in?
Yeah, it was open a crack, so I just walked on in. Because, you know, that's what it's called. It's a walk-in.
In our walk-in freezer, like, with the food in there?
Yeah.
Or our walk-in freezer with the beverages?
Oh, I don't know the difference. I was in there...
Was it food in there or was it beverages?
I thought it was, food.
Food. So you came to the deli and walked in there?
Yeah, their backs were turned and I just kind of walked in and...
Darn it! Okay.
Sorry, but...
Well, I'm gonna go check for you, okay? Just in case your marijuana pipe could... Quite frankly, somebody might have stole it. I'm gonna be honest.
Who would steal it? Like one of the employees?
Who knows? But I'm going to go ahead and check it out for you. Okay, give me a second.
There was marijuana in it still.
Darn it! Look at that. All right, I'm going to check it, okay?
Okay, give me thanks. Thank you. Yeah, she's running in there to take a hit. I should say that it was locked, so I climbed up into the ceiling tiles and dropped down from the top. My Ouija board, okay. Jody Antichrist.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes. No, there's no marijuana pipe in there.
Shoot, did you look really hard, or?
I sure did.
And you didn't take it yourself,
nope.
Did you?
No. You all know I'm a marijuana smoker, you're assuming.
Well, I just...
Darn
I,
it. But no, Roy. Matt, how about this? You can come in.
Okay.
You come in, and well, then you come over here.
Can I come in?
And come back in here and go back in the freezer and go see where you left it.
So I have your permission?
Were you smoking marijuana in the freezer?
Yeah, I was smoking marijuana.
I know I smelled it when I know I smelled it.
Yeah.
See?
I'm
what
sorry.
I'm talking about.
I'm very sorry.
See, listen, I don't need any of the wretchedness going on, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to hang up and you have yourself a nice night, all right?
It was a one-time thing, man.
I appreciate it.
It was a one-time thing.
She was nice. But anyway, who was that? Jody Antichrist told me to say I left my Ouija board in there.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
That's what's happening. Next time I'm in Jersey or PA, I got to go to a Wawa. I've never been in a Wawa before. It's a Wawa Ouija board, right? Oh, sorry, Ouija board. I'm going to say it's a Wawa Ouija board. Wawa Ouija board. Jewish princess says I took the Ouija board in there to solve a cold case. That was a good one. All right, next one. This one has gas.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Dodo was nice enough to tell me which ones have gas, which ones are not 24 hours.
What one?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there a little bit ago.
How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I was in your walk-in cooler. And I left something in there. Okay. Is there any way you could see if it's still in there?
Sure. What is it?
It's a Ouija board. What's that beeping?
The police department's tracing the call.
No, it's not. Come on. Can you just go in there and see if it's in there? I've got to visit one of these someday. The employees are so nice and friendly and on top of things. They don't fall for stupid bullshit. Like, what kind of convenience store has employees that don't fall for stupid bullshit? That's like a really rare thing.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thanks for calling Kong for a while. I'm Nikita. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy. I am a customer. I was in there earlier.
Uh-huh.
That radio's loud. Can you even hear me?
Yep.
Wow, okay. Anyway, I was in your cooler earlier, and I
right.
In the walk-in cooler.
Uh huh.
I needed to find out if I left something behind in there. Can you see if it's still in there?
What is it?
It's a Ouija board.
I'm sorry.
Ouija board.
Ouija board.
Yeah, Ouija board.
You left a Ouija board here?
In the cooler, yeah.
I didn't see one.
Well, can you go and check? Because it was just like an hour ago I was in there.
Yeah, we were just in there. No one seen a Ouija board.
Are you sure? Like, did you look everywhere? Because it's a pretty big cooler inside.
Yep.
Like, you looked everywhere? Like, are you sure you just didn't notice that it was in there?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Can you just check one more time? Because I left it in there for a reason. It's supposed to be spelling out something on its own. Can you tell me what letter it's on?
I'm pretty sure you are in our cooler because I was here. No customer went in our cooler, so I'm pretty sure it's not here. Sorry, I can't help you.
I was just in there for a minute, though. God, that fucking music. They all have really loud music. Her bad spirits broke it. Yeah, her shitty attitude's gonna break it.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hey, time and temperature.
Well, it's hey, Brianna. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Roy. I was in your store earlier. I'm a customer. Ma'am?
Yes?
Oh, sir? Ma'am? Hello?
Yes?
Hi, sorry, you're cutting in and out. Okay.
You're cutting in and out.
I can hear you now.
I was in your cooler a little bit ago. I was inside your walk-in cooler.
Okay.
And I left something behind. Can you go in there and see if it's still in there?
What are you looking for?
Okay, I'm a customer. I was in your store about an hour ago, and I was inside your cooler.
You couldn't have been in our store about an hour ago.
Why?
So you might be calling the wrong one.
Why?
Our store is totally closed for construction.
It was 2 hours ago. What are you doing there then? Why are
so
you?
So we're on.
What?
On Black Horse Pike, and there's a fence.
No, I snuck in.
Our store is completely fenced right now.
I snuck in. And what are you doing there if it's closed? That's weird.
Oh, my God. How dare she?
I know. What the fuck?
I know. That's appalling.
Hi, time and temperature.
Hey, how are you doing, Bradley?
I'm okay. I forget who you actually are.
Oh, it's Ronk.
Oh, hey, Ronk.
Hey, it's 10:38.
I should have known. What's the temperature there?
278.15 degrees Kelvin.
Crap. That sounds warm.
Well, that's like 41.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's
yeah,
great.
There's no snow.
What's all that clicking sound on the phone line?
I don't know. Is that really mine?
I don't think it's me.
I can't hear it.
Oh. I'm pretty sure it's you.
It probably is. My asterisk machine isn't as good as yours.
I agree.
Okay. Well, get back to making phone calls.
Okay, I will. You didn't have anything important to say?
I don't know.
Completely messing up
that
call.
I just wanted to let you know what the time and temperature was, just in case.
Oh,
yeah. You were interested.
No, it's good to know. Now I don't have to go to Yahoo Weather.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep. Thanks.
All right, fuck you.
Whatever. See? Like, he went off the phone and it stopped. So, totally him. Definitely him. I've almost been doing this an hour. I need to hurry up. Let's get through this list and quit doing a show. ASAP.
Hold while I try to connect you.
Wow, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Roy. I am a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Okay.
And
what's
I... I was inside your cooler, the walk-in cooler.
Uh-huh.
And I left something behind. Is there any way you could just check and see if it's in there?
Yeah, what did you leave behind? What does it look like?
It's a DVD.
In the walk-in cooler? All right, let me check.
Yeah, it's a DVD 2-pack special. My purse. That's what I should say. The DVDs are in my purse. Hey, everyone. Corbin's Corner has a homework assignment for you. You are all going to make eviction notices and post them around your neighborhood. Leave the voicemail number. Eviction April will happen. Actually, you shouldn't leave the voicemail number. You should leave the prank line number, which is 508-784-6969. That's the line that you do any kind of pranks on. Not the voicemail line. Someone tried that a couple weeks ago, and I just deleted them all.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I didn't see anything in the cooler that shouldn't be there, that didn't look like it didn't belong there.
It's, oh, shoot. They were in my purse. Like, the DVDs were in my purse. It was a 2-DVD set.
A DVD, like a CD?
Well, no, it's got more storage on it. It stores, like, 4.7 gigs, or if it's dual-layered, it's, like, 9-something. CDs can only...
I didn't see anything in there. If you want to come back and check, you can.
But it was in my purse. Like, you wouldn't have... Like, are there any employees there that would have stolen my purse?
No.
Because...
No, no one's even been in the cooler yet. The delivery guys are coming in now, but I don't...
Has there been any delivery guys, like, maybe 90 minutes ago? Because I was in the cooler for about 15 minutes.
I don't know, man. No.
I was just in there hiding.
You were in our cooler hiding?
Yeah, just for 15 minutes. Probably not even 15 minutes. Probably closer to 10 minutes.
Hiding from what?
Well, someone came in the store, and I didn't want them to see me. It was my ex.
Okay. No, I didn't see anything in the cooler.
But, like, where did my purse...
Nothing was in the cooler.
Like, if nobody's been in the cooler, where's my purse?
I'm not sure where your purse is, sir.
Well, like, it has to be somewhere. Like, did you steal my purse?
No, sir, I did not steal your purse.
Well, someone took it, because if it's not in there, then someone took it.
All right, well, sir, you shouldn't have been in our cooler in the first place.
Yeah, that does not give you the right to steal my purse.
Sir, nobody stole your purse.
Well, then where is it?
If you want to come back in here and check...
Well, you just told me that it's not in there. So if I go there, like, is it going to magically appear?
I don't know, sir. I didn't see your purse in there. I'm sorry that you lost it.
I didn't lose it. I left it right in the cooler, and now I'm calling, and you're saying it's gone. There's no money in it.
I don't see it.
Like, there's no reason for you to steal it. It just had a...
Okay, sir. Well, I didn't see it.
Two DVD set of Jumanji.
All right, sir. I'm sorry for that, but I have to go because I have other customers. Thank you.
You're sorry that you stole it? I want my purse back. Zach says it matches my favorite shoes.
Thank you for calling Wawa. This is Aaron. How may I help you?
Hey, Aaron. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was inside your walk-in cooler for a little bit, and I left something in there. Is there any way you could see if it's in there still?
Where exactly in the walk-in cooler would it be?
I don't know. I was all over the cooler. I was pacing quite a bit. Like it's in there somewhere though. I'm sure it's.
What exactly am I looking for?
My purse.
Okay, give me 1 second, I'll look, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Uh-oh. Here we go again. I think they're amused by it, at least. I just heard the word prank.
Roy?
Yeah?
I don't see anything over there.
Like, in the cooler, though. Like, it was in the cooler.
Yes.
Inside of it.
Yes, I just looked inside all the shelves. I don't see one.
I stashed it up high.
Someone's filling our cooler, so if it was in there, it would have moved, and it's not up there.
You think he stole it?
I doubt they would have stole it. If our employees find something, they return it to the safe.
I don't know. I mean, there's not even any money in it. It's just
yeah,
most,
I don't
just
see one.
My stuff, that's all. I just want to get my purse
back.
Yeah,
I don't see one when I look.
Can you ask the guy that's in there?
Sure, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Does Andrew have a headset?
Beep, beep,
beep.
Yeah, no shit. Kill myself listening to all that. It just means they're not doing their job, though. If it's beeping, they need to do whatever it is to make it stop. Pull the fucking fries out of the fryer, lady.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, yes, I just checked around the whole store. We don't see any purse, and no one turned in a bag saying that someone left it.
Crap, I think someone stole it.
I'm sorry.
I think someone must have stolen.
Alrighty.
Are you, like, did you look everywhere, like, up on top and everything?
Yep, I just got finished checking everywhere.
What about up in the ceiling tiles? Like, right up above where where you first go in the cooler, up in the ceiling tiles? Did you look up there?
Up in the ceiling tiles?
Yeah,
there's no one that's going to be able to get up there without the ladder.
No, I could.
You wouldn't be able to see them.
I'm tall. I'm an Amazon woman.
There's nothing in the ceiling tiles.
I just reached right up and just shoved it up in there. I'm going to come in and come and get it, okay? Maybe it's still up there.
There's nothing in our ceiling tiles, okay?
It could be. You never know.
Have a good night.
You never know. That was silly.
the hell? All right. Next. What's next? What did I leave next? What have I left in the cooler? Quick chat room.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out. Hey, you're on the air twice. That's weird. I'm going to bridge...
Whoa, what?
I don't know. My phone thing says you're on the air twice. I'm on the phone.
I'm on the air twice.
I don't know. Like, there's two of you.
I'm the better
That's
one.
Weird.
Oh, wait. No, maybe there's two people on. Maybe two people called in. Hey, two people.
Hey, Brad. What's up? It's Dom the Bomb.
Dom the Bomb. Who else is on?
This other guy. Jewish princess.
All right. Ready, set, fight.
I win. Die.
I'm ducking and I'm swinging.
You lose.
Oh.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah?
I want you to be a guest on that on my new show, the conspiracy killer thingy. Let's
okay.
Talk about weird shit.
Why does it have to be a new show? Why can't it be an established show?
Because I haven't done it yet.
What if I'm a guest on it and you never even put it out? What a waste of my time.
I'll put it out if you're on it.
Don't listen to this guy. He's full of lies.
So you're not going to do it unless I'm on? This sounds like a
Well, I'm
very...
not going to do it unless I get you or Carlito on at the same time. Then I'm not going to fucking do it at all.
You get Carlito to do episode one and I'll do episode two.
And then three for both of you?
Yeah. It's a deal.
Yes.
All right.
What's your favorite conspiracy?
Make it happen.
Chemtrails. It's chemtrails.
Nah, I don't know about chemtrails. I don't see, like, why would I even be on a conspiracy? I don't believe in conspiracies. I just listen to them because they're funny.
But that's the point of the podcast, because it's conspiracy killer. Like, I want to talk, like, more about, like, bullshit.
Oh, you're like one of those skeptic podcasts.
Jet beams melt steel fuel. Jet beams. They melt steel fuel. Didn't you know?
That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks for having me on, Brad.
I think 9/11 was conspiracy, for real.
Yeah, no, I think something fucking happened that people don't want to admit happened or whatever. Something definitely happened.
Yeah.
Turn the show into a 9/11 truther.
Let's just record it right now.
Okay, episode one, conspiracy killers.
Oh, crap,
hey,
I'm losing you.
The bomb.
I'm losing you.
What about Building 7? Building 7, how'd that fall down?
Get out of your freezer. Your call's cutting out. It's the weirdest thing. Oh, they're gone. Wonder what happened. Okay, let's finish this up. Been on an hour now. Hour and 7 minutes.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
This show is going to be too long.
Thank you for calling Westmont Wawa. This is Jamie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Jamie. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there about an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was in your walk-in...
How can I help you?
I was in your walk-in cooler, and I left something behind in there. Is there any way you could see if it's still in there?
Is that in the walk-in?
Yeah. The walk-in cooler where you keep all the stuff. I was in there, and I just left some stuff sitting in there.
I'm sorry, you said you were a customer in the walk-in cooler?
Yep. I know I'm not supposed to be in there, but I had to just go in there for like 15 minutes. I won't do it again, but I was just so frazzled, you know. I left some stuff in there by accident.
One moment.
Okay. She was asking her if it was a prank call. And she just hangs up. I've gotten that a lot tonight.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Stephen Aspinwall wants me to say I left my papier-mâché of my dead grandfather with his original toupee on it in the freezer. How about just his toupee?
Good evening, Wawa.
Hey, we got disconnected somehow?
Okay, hold on for just a moment, please.
Okay, did you find it? God, the conspiracy guy wanted me to be on a show that doesn't exist. His show is a conspiracy. Like, hey, will you be on my podcast as soon as I make it? Just gotta, you know, set it all up, and then it'll be real. Why'd she hang up on me? She's putting me on hold now. Corporate wants me to say I left a haunted doll in there. A seeing eye dog. That's from RK4. They're just chatting with each other. They're just ignoring me. Story of my life. So you got Costanza'd? Yep. Is someone pooping?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, so I talked to the other associates and no one remembers a customer being in the walk-in cooler.
Oh, no, I was in there. I snuck in. And, like, I don't think anyone saw me in there. But I left something behind. I was hoping you could check in there and see if it's in there.
And what is it you left behind?
It was my dead grandfather's toupee.
Okay, please stop calling. Thank you.
Why? World Trade Center number 7, 7. Trade Center number 7. Whoa, World Trade Center number 7, 7. Trade Center number 7. Whoa.
Wow, I'm from Matthew.
Hey, Matthew, this is Roy. I am a customer. I was in there earlier.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, hello.
I left something behind there inside the cooler.
Inside?
In the walk-in.
So, like, our...
Yeah, the big cooler, the walk-in.
Okay.
Is there any way you could go in there and just see if it's in there?
I can check right now. You were behind the walk-in?
Yeah, I was inside of it. I was just in there for like 15 minutes.
Were you helping to stock the cooler today?
Oh, no, I'm just a customer.
Okay.
I know we're not supposed to be in there usually, but...
Which walk-in were you talking about?
Where the drinks are.
Right. Which, okay, so...
Like, well...
Do you remember which one it was? Compartment?
What do you mean, compartment?
Was it by the milks or the teas or the waters or sports drinks or sodas?
Oh, Jesus, how many walk-ins do you have there? I mean, it was like I went in the back room and there was a cooler door and it was open just a little bit and I just walked in.
Okay, I see.
So it's like the one in the back, the big cooler door, the big silver door.
I think, okay, so you must be thinking about... All right, maybe I'm not exactly sure. I'm sorry, which one you're talking about? What was it that you were looking for?
There were sodas in there. Like, a lot of sodas, okay. Like stacked-up sodas. Are you in there?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
You don't see him?
Like that. What time was that around?
It was about 90 minutes ago.
Okay. We're getting our order in right now, so there's like a bunch of stuff moving around. I guess like if you wanted to come back in, you can look.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's big. He's pretty big, so you should be able to see him in there. He's a good size.
Okay. I guess I don't see anything where I'm looking.
Oh. Like, he's got one of those vests on. that signifies that he's an official CNI dog?
Okay. So, like, you're saying...
I left my
your ass.
I left my CNI dog inside the cooler.
What? Is this a prank call?
No, I wouldn't prank. I wouldn't joke about this. This is, like, a kind of a serious thing for me to be missing him. Like, he's not going to bark at you, and he's trained. He's not going to hurt you, but he's definitely in there. I'm the one that was in there, and I got a sandwich and the soda.
I must have started after you were in here, because I just started a little bit ago.
Ah, shoot. Is there anyone else that's in there that was there before?
No, our whole shift switched.
Do you think one of your employees went home with him?
No, I wouldn't have done that.
You're cutting out.
I didn't hear anybody.
He goes by...
I didn't hear anybody.
He goes by the name Brad. Can you call for him? Can you call for him? He's like, wait a minute. This can't be real. Oh, that song earlier, that was Nerf Herder. It's called World Trade Center number 7. That when you start your new podcast, that should be your that should be your theme song. World Trade Center number 7. Great idea, right? See, I'm helping you get your show going.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Thanks for the idea, RK4, I guess.
Thank you for calling Wawa. This is Tommy. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there earlier.
Okay.
And I was inside your walk-in cooler. And I left something behind in there. Is there any way you could check and see if it's in there?
You're a customer that walked into our walk-in cooler?
Yeah, the door was open just a little bit, so I just walked on in.
Huh?
The door was open a little bit, so I went
Hold
in.
Hold on, let me go get a manager real quick.
What for? Why can't you do it?
This is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Stephanie. This is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there a little over an hour ago.
Okay.
And I left something behind inside the walk-in cooler.
Like, you dropped something in the door?
Oh, no, I was inside the cooler. I was in there for, like, 15 or 20 minutes.
Why?
I know I'm not supposed to be in there. I was hiding from someone. Someone came in, and I want them to see me.
Okay. What did you leave in the cooler?
World Trade Center number 7.
I don't even know what that means. What is it? What does that look like?
It's a DVD of the conspiracy... It's a conspiracy DVD.
A DVD of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, the World Trade Center number 7 from various angles, and it's a documentary.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, it's just laying in there.
Are you kidding me?
Go away, Sleestacks. Sorry, guys. Sleestacks are attacking. Hate that.
My guys aren't saying that it's in there. Do you know exactly where you might have put it?
There was like stacks of sodas and stuff in there. I set it on one of the stacks.
All right, let me go look.
Okay. Oh, crap. It's my GPS bracelet.
No, I'm sorry. It's not back there.
Were you looking for just the DVD or for my purse? Because it was inside my purse.
And now there's a purse that might be back there?
Well, no, the DVD was inside my purse.
So did you leave the purse or the DVD?
Well, the DVD's inside the purse, so both. Durr.
Well, no, there's no purse back there either.
It's a yellow one.
A yellow one? No, there's no yellow purse back there.
Like, were you looking for the purse, or were you just looking for the DVD?
I wasn't looking for a purse, but there's no yellow purse back there. There's no DVD, there's no time. I don't have time to look for anything else if this is even real right now.
No, it's real. It's real. I really need to get both of those things back. Like
they're not,
employee
there's
there.
No yellow purse. Unless you walked all the way around the walk-in cooler, there's no yellow purse, there's no DVD back there.
I did. I was all over the cooler. I was in there pacing.
Why were you all over the cooler? I don't understand. I don't understand why you were in the cooler.
Somebody came in the store and I was hiding from them.
All right, well, if I find a yellow purse, I'll give it to the police and they can track you down.
Oh, no, my ID's not in there. I never carry my ID.
All right.
It's basic.
It's not back there.
It's basically just a purse with the DVDs in it.
I know, and an hour ago, there was somebody in the cooler for an hour, and there's nothing like that in there.
Yeah, but it was like 90 minutes ago.
Sir, there's no yellow purse.
Can you tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up?
There's no... I understand that, and I've been waving to him, but there's no yellow purse or DVD.
Yeah,
I did go back there and look.
No, I mean, he's like telling you what to do. Tell him to shut the fuck up. Say, fuck you, fucker. Shut the fuck up.
Well, no, please don't... All right, is this a real call or is this a prank call? Because I really don't have time for this right now.
No, it's completely real. I really need this back. Like, this is a hard-to-find
DVD.
It's worth like $300. It's double set.
It's not here.
Are you just trying to be a part of the conspiracy? Are you trying to keep people from finding out the truth?
Oh, my God. I knew it was a prank call.
So that part told her it was a prank call. None of the other stuff. Just that part. What's next? What did I lose? What did I leave behind? A DVD of Demolition Man? Oh, hello. Hello?
Hello. Thanks for calling Random Mute. Hello, thanks for calling Random Wild. Brian, may I help you?
Hey, Brian, this is Roy. I'm a customer. I was in there earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And I was inside your walk-in cooler, and I left something.
Uh-huh.
I left something in there by mistake.
Could you hold on, please?
Okay.
Hold on.
Curling brooms and stone. Okay, maestro.
Back here.
Floppy disk.
Back here. Yeah. Hey, Hank.
God, stop saying DVDs.
Tower customer on the phone. Uh-oh.
Brass knuckles and piano wire. A Nirvana cassette. My corduroy pants. My fleshlight. My Beat headphones. My cargo shorts, my gym socks, my carrot top autograph, my Crocs, my portable heater, my FBI files, fear, my vacuum cleaner, my recently disconnected conjoined twin, my father's favorite magazine, my hairpiece, my toenail collection, my bomb... Great idea. My Sweatin' to the Oldies VCR tape.
Debbie speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Debbie. I was in there earlier today. I was inside your walk-in cooler, and I left something behind in there. I was wondering if it had been found or if anyone's turned it in.
You're in the walk-in cooler?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in
Who's
there.
Who's this?
My name's Roy. I'm a customer.
Okay. You're in the walk-in cooler?
Yeah. Yep, I was walking all around it, like all the way down.
You're on the outside of the walk-in cooler, not inside the walk-in cooler.
Oh, no, I was inside. I slipped in. Nobody was around. I just kind of slipped in there for a few minutes. I was hiding from someone. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to go in there, but I went in there. I won't do it again. But I left something in there. I was wondering if you could see if it's still in there.
Okay, what was it?
It was a curling stone.
The what?
The curling stone and broom.
Yeah, it's not in there.
Well, I don't think you checked. You're just sitting there. I didn't hear you move.
Okay, I can have somebody else check.
Are you really going to do it this time, or are you just going to tell me that it's not in there?
Can you hold on?
Okay. Called her out, didn't I? My solar eclipse glasses. That's a good one. Mr. Not Alfonso.
Bud Slam.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
Did you check this time?
Yeah.
Okay, how come you didn't check the first time? Like, were you just trying
to... I did check.
Were you just trying to get rid of me?
I had somebody else check.
Oh, well, I mean, it should be in there. Like, I left 3 curling stones and a broom.
Okay, well, it's not in there. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, who took them? Like, where'd they go?
I don't know.
They have to be somewhere. What?
Okay, you shouldn't have been in the walk-in cooler.
I know. I won't do it again, I promise. But I am a customer, and I don't think you should just steal my stuff because I broke the rules.
Okay, well, I didn't steal your stuff. And it's not in there.
Somebody stole my stuff. If it's not in there and nobody turned it in, someone stole it.
Okay, if you want to call in the 1-800 number, you can more than welcome to do that. But there, no one stole your stuff, and there's nothing in the walk-in cooler.
Oh, you know they're not going to do anything. They'll just give me the runaround like you're doing right now. Come on, like you.
Okay.
What do you need a curling stone for? Like 3 of them. They're mine.
Listen, they're not here.
Oh, what's your name again? I'm going to report you to the corporate office for stealing.
Okay, my name is Danielle.
Danielle what?
I don't have to give you my last name.
What's your employee number?
I don't have to give you my employee number either.
Social security number. There could be like 1 billion Danielles working there. 10-minute abs, VHS tapes. I'm tired of saying I left media in there. Come on. I've done enough media. I want to do the solar...
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Solar glasses, though. My toothbrush and toothpaste. Okay, Jody Antichrist.
Thank you for calling Wawa. How may I help you?
Hi. I was in there earlier today. My name is Roy. I'm a customer.
Yes, sir.
And I was inside your walk-in cooler. And I left something in there. Is there any way you could check and see if it's still in there?
Okay, yes. What am I looking for?
It's a pair of solar eclipse glasses, you know, from that one last year.
Okay.
Or maybe it was the year before. I can't remember.
All right.
But it's a pair of cardboard glasses.
Okay.
Can you see if those are in there?
Okay, sure. Could you hold for me?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, there's a new solar eclipse coming up. Got to get ready. Oh, so it was last year. Thanks, Nebraska Ryan. I gave all mine away. I gave them away with PLA things. Sent them out with Christmas cards and stuff. My miniature model of Walt Disney World. That's what I left in there. Made out of Legos. It's a Lego set. My Magic the Gathering deck. My Book of Competitor Data. My Lego Death Star. Carrot Top's Hit List. My Berenstain Bears book. Not Berenstain. Come on, guys. We're not in that universe anymore. Amelia Earhart, your walk-in freezer list. My kidney. Fine, Adolf Nippler, my kidney. My wooden board with the baby on it. God, this lady's taking forever. I'm bored. Let's just hang up. Let's just hang up and quit the show. How's that sound? Let's do that. I'm going to do that. Let's hang up and quit the show.
You have new messages. To retrieve your messages, press 1. Message 1.
I've always been very unattractive. Well, to put it straight, I was a dumpy fat brunette. I was miserable. And then I decided to slurp up
the Snowplow Show.
Now I'm no longer a dumpy fat brunette. I'm a dumpy fat blonde.
To delete the message, press 1. To save the message, press 2. Message 2.
I always smelled a lot like grass. I decided I'd give the slurping a try
at the Snowplow Show.
And after just one slurp, I don't smell like grass anymore. I smell like cantaloupe.
End of messages.
Hey, Brad, it's Dom. Hey, I was just kidding about all that conspiracy shit. I mean, I am planning on doing, like, a conspiracy show where people can call in.
Wait, that was Dom the Bomb doing the conspiracy show? I thought that was a completely different person. I had no idea I was talking to you
and
last night, Dom.
Talk about paranormal, mysterious things and all that shit.
Or maybe this guy's name is just Don. I don't know.
In a lighthearted tone and just be funny about it.
Yeah,
that'd
be fun.
Like, that would be kind of fun.
Do it.
I wouldn't. I know. I'm pretty sure that's not your thing, so I wouldn't want to waste your time with that. However, I would fucking love it if you were to be a guest on the Superphone Brothers. That would be fucking dope.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, I guess it is Dom the Bomb. I was listening to your show yesterday.
The dream
about
of mine
of it.
To get, like, you and Carlito on at the same fucking time. That was, like, yeah, that's, like, on my bucket list. If I could somehow do that, I would.
Yeah, just send me a message. I'll get on the show one of these days. Maybe I could just get on for, like, an hour or so and then go back to being a listener. That's what I do on Laugh Track Matt's show. After an hour, I get all antsy. I want to leave.
You could die happy. Second, I wanted to know if you could help me find the name of a show. It's, like, one of my favorite shows. It's years old. I haven't heard it in a long ass time. I've heard it once before, and the second time I heard it on the live stream, the 24-hour stream you have. It's where you have this street, and all the houses look the same except for one. It's two-story, and it looks like they added on the second story themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So
I remember this.
You call everybody else.
I don't know where it is, though. I think it was submitted to me by somebody.
From that house's number, from the two-story house's number, saying, why don't you have, or why is your
why
house
aren't
such
you
a
fancy like
house?
Us?
And everyone gets pissed off at you. Then you call the second-story house, pretending to be the other people, and tell them that you like, why'd you call me and tell me all this hobo shit? It's like one of the funniest episodes I remember listening to.
Yeah, that's a couple years old at least. Someone should figure out where that's from and send me tell me where it's from. Somebody in the comments, let me know which show that is. For some reason, I can still just perfectly picture that house, like on Google Street View. I remember what that street looks like. I remember what the house looks like. I don't really remember the calls. I just kind of remember what I did.
All right, Brad. Hey, keep up the good work, bro. Good shit. And thank you for letting me come on and fuck around and talk shit on your show live. That was pretty fun.
Anytime.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Well, not anytime, but, you know. Sometimes I pick up calls when people call me.
Hey, Roy.
Hello.
I have never called into the show, but I've listened for
it's okay. You're doing great.
Now.
You're doing great.
My name is Mix.
Sounds good.
I'm a Patreon. Listen to your hubisodes.
Thanks.
Love your shows. Always
Thanks.
Have.
Thank
had
you.
Like three months in there where I wasn't listening, but came back quick and fell in love quickly again. Preach it to a lot of the friends, and they love it. So, yeah, I just wanted to say, keep up the good work, man. I love you. Peace, peace.
Thank you. Thank you for exposing the show to your friends.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
You always have to turn the volume down when that
thanks
happens.
Thanks for playing using my list. I just sent it to you just a little while ago. You already got my list.
Yep.
And then, thanks for that. Also, thanks for the little citation where you screamed, hey, Brad.
Sorry to steal that from you.
Because, my headphones instantly died, just like you said.
I'm stimulating the economy. I'm making people buy headphones.
And it actually got me to get new headphones. So I have these brand new headphones, and I'm really enjoying them so far.
You're welcome, government.
So, pretty good set of cans, if I do space them myself. So thank you for the new headphones, Brad. And I was going to follow up. Remember a while ago, I was looking for that phone call where you claimed that this one old man was wearing a mask and just staring at people in the middle of the night. Looking at this
Yeah, it was like a homeowner's thing, wasn't it? Somebody in the chat room told me to say that some lady's husband kept just putting on a Jason mask and standing in the yard and looking at the house. standing still. It was freaky.
In the neighborhood. And then you ended up talking to the guy's wife.
Was that the Frank D'Amato episode, maybe?
Wife was defending him and all that stuff. Did you ever find that, did you ever find that call, Brad? You said you were listening to all the episodes in 2014. Anyway, I'm going to start listening to some episodes of 2014 and editing the Wikipedia page. And then I'll be in some of the descriptions. So you guys will see some of my edits from there. All right, I'll see you. Bye.
Bye, Crimson! And yeah, that'd be awesome if you were to edit the wiki and put things in the wiki. There is a Wikipedia, everyone, for the PLA and for the Snowplow Show and for all the episodes and stuff that doesn't get updated nearly enough except when I mispronounce a word. Whenever I mispronounce a word, like 100 people will run over to that page and add the word in there. But if you're bored and you want to add things to the Wikipedia page, you can find it by going to phonelosers.com/wiki, W-I-K-I.
Brad, it's Justin.
Hey, this is a long voicemail.
Quick things for you. One, I just listened to your...
Did you just say quick things? Because this voicemail's 2 minutes long.
Most recent episode.
And I keep pausing it, so I'm making it even longer.
You were calling the homeowners associations and talking to a lot of older people. And I had a really... I thought I had a pretty good idea that you could try next time you are calling a homeowners association and you're speaking to an older person.
Okay.
When you talked to the guy about the doggy doors and he didn't want to put a doggy door on his house. Next time try saying
his wife's dying.
Be like, "Well, you know, we're going to need to sell that house once you're getting pretty old. You're not going to be in that house much longer, so, you know, it'd be a lot
easier." It's bad enough when he's telling me he's going to die. I don't want to be the one telling him he's going
to
die.
To sell it if it had a doggy door, you know, nice family with a dog comes along, they'll be more likely to buy the house because it has a doggy door on it. So we're, kind of thinking about the next guests, and I think that should get a pretty good reaction.
There's no way I'm going to do that.
And the other thing is I wanted to caution you against...
Probably be like the great reaction I would get is that he would burst into tears.
Prank you did where you told someone to turn their microwave on without anything inside of it. Because I don't know if you know this, but that totally can break your microwave.
What?
It actually happened to me. I didn't know that. Cooking something, and I thought I turned on the timer on my microwave, but instead I just punched in the time and hit start, and I ran the microwave for a few minutes without anything inside it, and that totally fries the magnetron.
Wow.
And
why? What causes that? That doesn't make sense.
It broke my microwave. So hopefully that lady that you called about licking the butter and stuff, hopefully her microwave wasn't on.
Yeah, she turned it off, like, within a minute. I told her to put it on popcorn, but she turned it off within a minute. Maybe she's doing it every night now, though, just to make sure she has enough positive ions.
Long enough to break it, but yeah, don't. You probably don't want to do that.
Oops.
Then you're going to be breaking people's microwaves.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. Cactus. Talk to you later.
At least I didn't have her put a bunch of pots and pans and spoons and stuff like that in her microwave. Make it blow up like in Gremlins 2. That's what I should start doing, making people's microwaves explode.
Hey.
Hey.
I want you to bring back PLA TV, Arby.
Okay.
And I want you to make PLA the movie, too.
All right.
Starting the Horse Machine Carlitos. You guys would make a great duo.
Yeah.
All the cool kids on YouTube.
Because we're both such great actors.
You should do it, too, man. Alright, peace out.
PLA TV is sort of back in the form of Calls of Mass Confusion, youtube.com/comcpranks. Last year we were prank calling people in stores while G-Ad went around with a hidden camera. This year we're prank calling people on Skype. It's basically the same thing, only much better.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
You're confused about New Orleans, Los Angeles. I hope you're just kidding when I text the Louisiana,
LA. All right, great.
All right,
voicemail.
Talk to you later.
Whatever you said.
Hey, Brad, it's your old boy, Tyler.
Hey.
Hope you're having a great day.
It's
wanted
the best.
Wanted to ask a quick question. What happened to the bomb?
He's dead.
I think I heard you say a few years ago that he was dead.
Yep.
But do you know anything else or where I can track him down and lurk on internet forums to... discover his family and harass his family?
No.
No, not that. That's crazy.
Don't do that.
But what happened to the bomb, man?
Their kid's dead.
He's dead, right?
Yep.
Teehee.
Yeah, he died. He used a lot of hard drugs and stuff. I don't think anyone told me exactly what happened to him, but I imagine he probably overdosed on something. He wasn't in the best health. You know, he's kind of a big guy. He was young, though. Like, I think he was just 30 or something. So it's kind of a bummer. We tried to get him to hang out with us on conferences and stuff, and he just didn't want to. But at least he'll live forever in Rappy McRapperson's songs and in our hearts, of course.
Boy, you chose all the bets. They're the bets I ever heard. The very best self. Have a nice day.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Roy, yourselves
Zing.
Are the best I ever heard. I love you.
Wow, thanks. I don't know if that's the same kid from before that was cursing at me, trying to make amends, but whoever you are, little kid, I think you are the youngest listener of the Snowplow Show. Congratulations. This voicemail is a minute long.
It's
a good one.
You, brother.
All right.
I am
he wants my blood.
Blood.
I think he's calling from a payphone, judging from the quality.
Blood.
All right, that's enough of that one. That's it. The show's over. Or wait, it's not over. Let's look at my directory of other people's prank calls. The most recent one. Oh, yeah, it's like the guy, I can't even see his name now because I've queued up this sound file. But this is the guy that was using the soundboard of my voice to tell people to hang up the phone. And it says here in the email that I stopped at 8 minutes and 39 seconds. So there's just a couple minutes left. Let's see if any of this other stuff is any good.
Hello?
Hang up the phone.
Why did you fucking call me and play on my phone?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Why are you playing on prostitutes' phones at 2:30 a.m.?
I told you, hang up the phone.
You're the only ones awake?
Dad and your mom both dead. You're an orphan. You have shit else to do but play on prostitutes' phones at 2:30 a.m.
Wow, prostitute.
Don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone.
Shut the fuck up and get a motherfucking life, bitch. You fucking trick. Get a goddamn life instead of playing on prostitutes' phones at 2:30 in the fucking morning.
You just hang up the goddamn phone.
Yeah, you damn orphan.
You sound so... Hang up the goddamn button. Are you on coke over there, motherfucker?
Listen, goddammit.
Sounds like she's projecting.
Be drunk and on coke. Playing on a prostitute song at... Hang up the goddamn phone. At least come with something better. Make
this lady's
laugh.
Awesome.
You sound stupid as fuck. Hang up the
you
goddamn phone.
You dick face.
Hang up the goddamn phone. At least find something to make me laugh. Get the fuck off my phone with that whack-ass shit. You lame as hell. Like, you can't even buy pussy. You can't even get pussy. Like, get the fuck off my phone, trick.
Yeah. Hang it up.
Wow. What the hell was that?
Hello?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
What?
I told you, hang up the phone.
You hang up.
Hang up the motherfucking phone.
Why the fuck you playing on my phone?
I said hang up the phone.
Fuck you.
Hang it up.
Fuck you.
I told you, hang up the phone.
Fuck you.
Listen, goddammit, hang up your phone.
That one was boring.
Hello?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
This bitch just called me telling me to hang up the phone, motherfucker. It sounds like a white nigga.
I told you, like hang up the phone.
He's like, look, he's like, hang
she
up the phone.
She corrected herself.
Listen to
you stupid dick face.
This man I know likes to call me at 2:39 in the morning and say, hang up the fucking phone. He's gonna rape his ass, fucking redneck ass, ignorant ass.
I dare you.
Yeah. Ass. You
yeah.
got anything else you want to say?
I told you, hang up the phone.
Huh? You got something else you want to say, you little
hang
racist motherfucker?
Hang it up.
Did she just call me racist?
You better hang up that phone.
You're going to. You better hang up that phone. These motherfuckers are drunk and shit. They fucked up. Whatever kind of drug. That's why you say no to drugs.
You'll hang it up eventually.
Hello?
Hang up the fucking phone, motherfucker.
Shut your dumb ass up, bitch.
Okay, that was the last one. Those were from Sickle Sal. He says, my buddy Ruprecht the Monkey Boy sent you one that I made a while back, and you played it. Here is a dozen more calls that I made using the soundboard. And he gives me a link to the soundboard. I'm going to once again put that in the show notes. So if you guys want to make your own hang up the phone calls, you can. Okay, now we're done with the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks again to the chat room for all of the ideas in this live show. And thank you, Jennifer 8 Cacti, for sponsoring today's episode. If you want to help sponsor shows and have access to extra shows and all that stuff, be sure to support us on patreon.com/phonelosers. just like Jennifer 8 Cacti is. If you were a supporter of the Patreon right now, you'd have an extra 30 minutes of these same prank calls. Don't you wish you could hear another 30 minutes of the same prank call over and over and over after already hearing an hour of the same prank call over and over and over? That can be yours for the low price of $5 a month. Patreon.com/phonelosers. I'm ending today's show with a song by Nerf Herder. This is a song with a very important message for everyone. This is called World Trade Center, number 7. You may remember this song from 30 minutes ago.
Everything was going fine. I thought that you were mine. And then I read your email. I read between the lines.
Cooler hiding.